A single event on a single day changed the world. That day was the 31st of October 1517. Martin Luther, a monk and a scholar, who had struggled for years with the teaching of his church, the church in Rome, was now infuriated by a huge sale of indulgences. The story has all the makings of a Hollywood blockbuster. First, there's the young bishop, too young by church laws, Albert of Mainz. Not only was he the bishop over two bishoprics, he wanted another one, the big one, the archbishopric over Mainz. This too was against church laws. So to get his way, Albert greased the palm of the Pope in Rome, Leo X. The deal was this. Albert, with the Pope's blessing, would sell indulgences for past, present and future sins. Some of the proceeds from these sales would pay for Albert's bishoprics, the bribes that he needed. The rest of them would rebuild St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. All of this sickened the monk Martin Luther. Can we buy our way into heaven? Luther had to speak out. So he took quill in hand, dipped it in his inkwell, and penned his 95 theses on the 31st of October 1517. His intention with these was to spark a debate. But those 95 theses generated far more than a debate. They also revealed the church was far beyond the point of rehabilitation. It needed a reformation. The church and the world would never be the same. One of Luther's 95 theses simply declares, "The church's true treasure is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This alone is the meaning of Reformation Day." The church had lost sight of the gospel because it had long ago papered over the pages of God's word with layer upon layer of tradition. Systems of works had developed where people were sure they could pay their way back to God. Reformation Day is the day when the light of the gospel broke forth out of this darkness. It was the day that began the Protestant Reformation. It was a day that led to Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Knox, Ulrich Zwingli, many other reformers, helping the true church find its way back to God's word as the only supreme authority for faith and life, and leading the nation back to the glorious teaching of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. It kindled the fires of missionary work. It led to hymn writing and congregational singing. And it reinstated the preaching of God's word as the central item in worship. Reformation Day reminds us to be thankful for our past, and to that man, of course, whom God raised up, the monk turned reformer. What's more, this day reminds us of our responsibility to keep the great light of the gospel at the centre of everything we do.